Ivan, and I'm going to do a quick overview of how to build an Ethereum mixer with the specific focus on building one that is completely anonymous and does not require human interaction or human subsidies. So if you look at the state of DApps right now, many of them are not 100% decentralized. They tend to require either a price feed or maybe a relayer that's subsidized by some company. Maybe one exception would be Uniswap that exists on-chain and requires pretty much no interaction. And so let's see how close we can get to that gold standard. So first off, there's a few mixing technologies that exist these days. The first one is CoinJoin. That's what's used in Bitcoin, specifically, for example, in the Wasabi wallet. And it's also used in Mimblewimble and Grim, if you've been following that project. Then there's Decoy Base, which is used in Monero. And finally, there's Uranoid, Oracle Tree-based protocols. The best known one is Zcash, and there's a few Ethereum mixers built on top of that that protocol as well, including Mesimus and Tornado Cash. So, quick overview of all three. CoinJoin is basically, instead of two people doing two different transactions, they come together for the purposes of helping each other be anonymous, and they merge that into one single transaction. So for example, here if Ted is a drug dealer and Bob and Alice used CoinJoin, it's impossible to know whether Alice or Bob paid the drug dealer, so they kind of give each other this plausible deniability. The problem with that is your anonymity set is very low. If there's maybe five people doing the CoinJoin, then there's five people helping you be slightly more anonymous, but that's not quite good enough. Then the next thing is the decoy-based privacy, which is used in Monero. The idea is you can use any on-chain UTXO and pretend that that could have been your input. So basically, every transaction has maybe 10 to 15 sources. Only one of them is real. The rest of them could like not even know that they've been used in the anonymization. So that's quite a lot better. And then there's a separate technique for hiding the amounts behind those transactions, where you do bit-by-bit encoding. But decoy protocols have suffered from a bunch of attacks before. Long story short, there's risks of repeated interactions. So if the same person pays the same drug dealer a few times in a row, there's going to be multiple paths in the transaction graph. That from that person to the drug dealer, that's pretty bad. Point being, kind of by a process of elimination, we arrive at zero-knowledge Merkle tree-based mixers as the only way to achieve maximum anonymity. And here the idea is there's a shielded pool that keeps all the money that wants to participate in the anonymization. And no one knows who pays whom within the pool, and then you deposit into the pool, wait for a while, and then withdraw. And so that is kind of the most private way of anonymizing your coins. Okay, so what are the components of a ZK SNARF mixer? First, you need a core smart contract that takes that money and processes deposits and withdrawals. Typically requires a trusted setup, but not necessarily anymore. There's also ZK starts. Then you need to generate the Merkle tree leaves for deposits. Basically, that's, if you go here, that's the first arrow of entering the shielded pool. Then you need to exit the shielded pool. And that requires about 60 seconds. And then you need to send out those transactions. The idea is every single piece of those components can live on chain, either on Ethereum or IPFS. The hardest part is sending the transactions, so there has to be a relayer sponsoring all that. And first off, you need to differentiate between the person helping you withdraw and the recipient address, so that you can withdraw to clean addresses and have the fees handled for you. So how do we sponsor that? One, we could deposit money into Compound. into the Uniswap as liquidity pool, or we can take Ethereum. And so if you do a quick calculation, Uniswap would sponsor a transaction at 800,000 gas, which is roughly the average price, up to 0.25 Gwei, which to those who use Ethereum, you know that this is very little. This will never go through on chain actually. And then if you deposit DAI, which gives you a much higher interest rate, that's up to 4 Gwei. And then if you take 1% or 5% fee, that's much more realistic. So long story short, for anonymization amounts of roughly one Ether, you need to pay roughly 5% fee to sponsor the withdrawal and make the layer sustainable. And here's some more links to look at that.